Hey, Champ, what's the difference between playing for Josh McDaniels as opposed to Mike Shanahan?
Well, they're obviously different type of coaches, but, you know, they both want to win, you know, and they preparation is everything. And I tell you what, just being under Josh McDaniels for a few months now, I mean, he's a guy that he's going to have you as prepared as you could be for a game. And, you know, that's something that, you know, throughout my 11 years, I haven't had a lot of, but, you know, I've had some great coaches, including Shanahan, but, you know, he's definitely one of a kind with the way he coaches the game.
Did Josh sort of reinvigorate that franchise?
I think what it was, you know, I think by the guys we brought in and, you know, the guys that were left here, we got rid of a lot of bad apples and we brought in a lot of good ones. And I think that was the key to really getting this thing turned around, at least positively.
Champ, last year you were hurt against the Patriots, and I remember that day you said your defense didn't seem really nasty. How have things changed from late last year to this in that regard? Is there a real nastiness now that you're happy to see?
Well, I think, you know, I think our confidence wasn't there last year, you know, and especially in that game. I remember going down in that game, and you can, as you sit on the sideline, you can really just tell how bad guys want it, and I didn't feel that. And, it, you know, it bothered me a lot. Obviously, I showed that after the game. And I hate to be a guy that sits in on the sideline and talks about it, but I feel like I've earned my stripes enough to really sit back and criticize people when I see something going wrong, because I want to win, and I can't have people half-assing it, if you say, you know, on the field, and I can't let people get away with that.
How did that turn around this year?
Well, it's funny. I don't have to say much at all this year. I mean, we got guys that want it, and that's where it starts. I mean, you got coaches that really want it, but when it rubs off on the players, I mean, that's the key, because we have to go out there and perform.
Champ, what do you see from this Patriots offense, especially now that Tom Brady's back in it, into it?
Well, that's it right there, Tom Brady. I mean, he makes that offense go. I mean, whether he's handing it off or throwing it, he's the key to that offense, because he controls everything. And, you know, you could just see how poised he is. And he seems like every week he gets more and more comfortable. You know, coming off that injury, he's just getting more and more comfortable. And, boy, I hope we can find a way to rally him this week, because he's looking better and better every week.
Do you look forward to your matchups with Randy Moss?
Yeah, I mean, I've always said, since I played him for the first time, he's one of the best I've ever seen, you know, even to this day. I mean, he's in his 12th season, but that guy, he plays like he's 25 years old again. And he's so dangerous, you know, he has that deceptive speed. I mean, you know he's fast, but then he doesn't run fast, and then all of a sudden he's top speed. And, I mean, he's a dangerous guy. And, you know, I look forward to that matchup, because if you can come out, you know, playing well against him, you know you've done good things.
So you don't buy it when people criticize him for lollygagging?
He never lollygags. I don't, see, that's the thing. People don't really understand the game. I mean, he blocks. I mean, he does all those little things. I wouldn't say he's the greatest blocker, but he does it effectively. And, I mean, when he, like, is jogging, he's just really setting you up for the next time he jogs, and then he takes off running past you. I mean, he's one of those guys. He loves to find ways to set you up.
What's been the key to your defense's turnaround this year? Is it the new guys that you've brought in? Is it the scheme? Is it a combination?
I think it's a combination of everything. You know, we got great leaders. I mean, you talk about the addition of Brian Dawkins, Andre Goodman, Ronaldo Hill, you know, Andre Davis. These guys really, they brought, I don't understand why their team let them go, first of all, because, I mean, they're great leaders, and then they're great players as well. I mean, they just brought that attitude with them, and it's rubbing off on a lot of guys. I mean, we had guys that had that attitude, DJ Williams, myself, and a few others, but we didn't have enough of the young guys believing it.
Champ, it seems like in these parts people remember the play Ben Watson made on you. What are your recollections of that? I mean, did you get, you know, kidded about it at after it had happened to you? What are your thoughts? Pardon me?
I still hear about that to this day. Nobody ever let me live that one down. the crazy thing is we both went to Georgia, so it's, I'm thinking to myself, I can't even just let old Georgia boy score on that play. But, you know, he just shows what type of player he is on that play. And I think Belichick even said that was probably one of the greatest plays he's seen, even in a loss, you know. Yeah. One of the greatest plays he's ever seen. Definitely one of the greatest to me, too. I just wish I wasn't in there when that happened.
Were you shocked someone caught up to you? I mean, because it looked like you were gone.
Not really. I was gone, and then, you know, I started slowing down towards the end. That gave him the opportunity to catch me. Obviously, I was dead tired.
Whereabouts did you start pulling up, though?
I can't even remember. Probably like the 20. The 20, I could really tell I was slowing down, and then by the time I got to the 5, I was just pretty much, it was all wheel just to get in there because I had no legs.
Champ, does Josh having such a familiarity with the Patriot offense help you in any way?
Well, we just getting started today, so I'm looking forward to it. I hope he can help me as much as possible.
But on film, watching the Patriots offense, does it look as dynamic as it was a couple years ago?
Yeah, and I think they're getting better. Like I said earlier, I mean, the key to their offense is Brady, and if he's playing well, they're going to play well. And every week it seems like they're getting better and better. They had a minor setback against the Jets, but, I mean, even after that game, they just respond so well. They played a lot of good teams this year, so, I mean, they've proven themselves a lot within these 4 games.
Is there anything as a defense you guys can take away from what the Jets did on that day?
Well, I hope so. I mean, we're just starting to watch a lot of tape, so I'm really trying to fill out what they've done, what they did to rattle them, and to get to Brady in, and to not have them score a touchdown, which is a rare thing. So, I mean, obviously they did some good things, so hopefully we can take something from that.
Champ, when you guys win games the way you have, you know, obviously in the season opener and then, of course, last week against Dallas, I mean, what does it do for the psyche of the team? You know, it's a, you know, you've got a new coach, new system that you're all trying to adapt to. I mean, when you have success like that, what does that do and what does that mean?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you get in situations like that, you have to be prepared. I mean, and obviously he puts us through those situations in practice, you know, where you're in close situations. Everybody knows what's going to happen, what we expect from each other on the field when we get in certain situations, 4th and goal. You know, we know what plays are going to be called. And I think that preparation helps us overcome, you know, the close games and helps us come out on top because we know what to expect when it gets close like that.
Do you expect you'll get the best preparation of all this week, knowing that Josh has a lot of information about the offense?
I sure hope so. I have a better feeling of, you know, what the Patriots are like by Friday.
How long did it take to establish a trust in Josh?
Well, I think one thing about football, you gotta buy in right away, else you're not gonna win early. And I think a lot of guys are really buying in now, you know, and you know, as the season goes on, the more trust you gain. I mean, winning definitely helps all of that. So obviously our confidence is pretty good right now in what he's done to this point and what we can do on the field. So, I mean, I think every week everybody trusts each other more and more.
When Brandon Marshall hugs it out with Josh there at the end of the Dallas game, is that, I guess, a statement or a signal that, hey, he's bought into?
Yeah, I mean, he has to. If you don't buy into this thing, you're not going to play. I mean, the coach has to trust us as well. So, I mean, and Brandon knows that, and he knows, I mean, whether he's asking for a new contract or a trade, he's not going to get the best of it unless he goes out there and performs. So, you know, I'm all for him getting every dollar he wants, but, you know, first and foremost, he got to perform.
Hey, Champ, thanks a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.